The two vehicles were reported stolen on Thursday, August the 27th. A silver Infiniti QX80 was taken overnight from the 200 block of Daly Avenue. The other was stolen from the 100 block of King Road. It was a 2020 Subaru Forester SUV. According to Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk, both vehicles were recovered late Sunday night at the same location behind a building in the area of 200 East and 200 South in Salt Lake City. Kirk says he does not know if there are any suspects, but the investigation continues. He told KPCW the victims were not able to say if keys had been left in the vehicles. He says they have no suspects.
Yeah, they're both, you know, in front of their homes or in their driveways, and I would encourage people to be careful with securing their vehicles. We've had some other vehicle break-ins, burglaries, especially in the Old Town area, and majority of those are where cars are unlocked and valuables are left in them, and there were some valuables in at least one of these cars, too, besides that, some fishing equipment.
Last week, the Night Eyes Crime Prevention Program alerted residents on several occasions of potential vulnerabilities during officers' overnight patrols. They will try to contact homeowners to help them take precautions against theft.
Somebody might have left their garage door open, and that means they're vulnerable to theft or burglary. And so we will notify the resident that, oh, hey, you left a bicycle on the front yard, or the garage door was left open, or something like that, that makes it easy for thieves to steal items from men.
Last week, they made multiple traffic stops in the Prospector neighborhood, where it's common for vehicles to make illegal left turns from Kearns Boulevard onto Wyatt Earp Drive. Kirk says people use the neighborhood streets to avoid traffic jams on Kearns, but it is illegal to make that left-hand turn between 7 and 9 a.m.
And then we stepped up our efforts with school starting, but we were doing that quite a bit anyway, because we had a lot of complaints from the residents and Prospector that it appeared that traffic was zipping through their neighborhoods to avoid the backup on Kearns due to the construction.
The delays on Kearns will likely continue through October, when the construction work is scheduled to take a winter hiatus. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.